One of these studies concluded that placebos have nearly doubled in their effectiveness during that time, across all these different trials. This is causing serious financial pain to the pharmaceutical industry, which had become more profitable than big oil, thanks to expensive, widespread drugs like Prozac. The big pharma companies say their drugs are not becoming weaker. Instead, the placebo effect is getting stronger, and no one can figure out why. This fits in perfectly with our notion that the source field itself is changing, pushing us toward a higher coherence, if you will, and rearranging our genetic code in favorable ways. The connection between our level of intelligence and the influx of the source field into our bodies now seems to be dramatically increasing in a relatively short time. The source field seems to appear in our DNA as virtual photons that are stored for usable energy. Another sign of possible human evolution is that overall happiness levels worldwide have significantly increased between 1981 and 2007 in 45 out of 52 countries, which included several developing countries, not just the West. Admittedly, the University of Michigan's Institute for Social Research, which conducted this study, felt this rise in happiness was due to economic growth, greater democracy, and increased social tolerance. Furthermore, in 2008, the Journal of Happiness Studies reported that happiness protects our bodies from becoming sick, to the point where a consistent lack of happiness is as toxic as cigarette smoking. This was the result of 30 different studies that were combined together and analyzed to find a single overall effect. Another interesting study was conducted by two economists from the University of Pennsylvania, Betsy Stevenson and Justin Wolfers. They collected data every year from 1972 to 2006 with the University of Chicago General Social Survey, and in their findings, the overall level of happiness in America alone had not increased, but fewer people are reporting very high scores, and fewer people are reporting lower scores. It's as if there were a normalizing factor at work in society. Stevenson said it's an interesting finding because other research shows increasing gaps in income, consumption, and leisure time. Is the 25,920-year precession a genetic evolution cycle? Many ancient myths suggest the 25,920-year precession of the equinoxes cycle will usher in a golden age. What happens if we examine our own historical record with this in mind? Is there any evidence that human evolution is following this 25,920-year cycle in some measurable way? And if so, how would we know what we were looking for and where to find it? One obvious starting point would be to find out when the Neanderthals died out. That would be a time where humanity was rapidly evolving and earlier species no longer survived. Sure enough, somewhere between 28,000 and 24,000 years ago, roughly speaking, the Neanderthals went extinct. Unless it all happened 24,000 years ago, which many scientists dispute, there is no climate shift event on Earth that could help account for this change. Katerina Harvati, a paleoanthropologist from the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology, explained further. Our findings suggest that there was no single climatic event that caused the extinction of the Neanderthals. Only the controversial date of 24,000 radiocarbon years for their disappearance, if proven correct, coincides with a major environmental shift. Even in this case, however, the role of climate would have been indirect by promoting competition with other human groups. This major environmental shift from 24,000 years ago was clarified in an article from the BBC. During that time, sea surface temperatures were the lowest they had been in the last 250,000 years, creating an ice age. If we go back another great year of 25,920 years into the past, we arrive at roughly 50,000 years ago. This clearly corresponds with yet another sudden jump in human evolution. Humans did not use any tools more sophisticated than a crude stone blade until about 50,000 years ago.